Over there on Blacks Road?
Yes, sir.
They was in Anderson on Highway 81. We set up a land trip. And then yesterday we were in Princetonville on East Georgia Road, and we set up a shoulder package.
Out of area, don't you?
Test tank appreciates it really too.
Because I think you were being a little sarcastic there.
I was. Sorry about that.
Sarcasm is a very useful tool sometimes.
So.
I'm almost home. I just wanted to say hello. And glad to hear you again. Say 7-3. Hope you have a good evening. And I'll talk to you again, Chan. KO4WWZ from N4ZLK.
That's 7-3, Chan. KO4WWZ. And I am listening.
N4ZLK, W4DJW. You got a minute, Shane?
N4ZLK.
I was just curious what you changed today when you were talking to Richard, and he told you you were breaking up really bad, which you were, and then you did something, and you came in like you were sitting right next to me. I was just curious what you did.
At one point, I bumped my power up from low to high, which goes from, I think, approximately 15 to 65 watts. I'm not sure if that was it or not.
Okay. Well, I was just curious what that was, because that was a marked improvement. I guess going to 60 watts would probably do that. But I heard him when I heard you when he was calling you. I was writing some code, so I didn't jump in there. But I heard him calling you, and you were breaking up. You weren't even holding the repeater up, but then all of a sudden you came in full scale, full quieting. Anyway, I won't keep you. Just curious what you did. And for ZLK, have a good evening, W4DJW.
Also driving too, and along there 86 on going into Piedmont, headed towards Easley. If you're on the Greenville side of Piedmont, there's a lot of ups and downs, and that might have been part of it, but that's good. Yeah, I was kind of wondering if my radio was going out there for a little bit. All right, have a good evening. N4ZLK.
Good evening to you, Chandler, too. I hope you're having a good evening.
I'll let you go if you need to step away from the radio.
I missed that. What about your radio?
Saying I'd let you go if you need me to.
Okay, well, take care. Have a good evening. W4DJW.
73 days, 4WWZ. Listening.
Chandler, KF4NXY, David.
Good evening, David. How you doing, sir? KO4WWZ.
Here's the pig in swamp. I've been to Sam's Club today and bought me a box of chocolate chip cookies and a gallon of milk, and I'm just having me a good time.
I think I would be happy about having chocolate chip cookies and a gallon of milk myself, too.
And I got the diabetes, but hey, every now and then you gotta live a little.
You see, you sure do. If you don't live a little, life ain't worth living.
But the size of it, I've seen a lot of people last couple years healthier than me leave this world. So you never know when you're gonna go. So may as well. Enjoy it while you're here.
Hey, let me go outside and move my antenna real quick and let me see what you think about my signal or something. Is that all right?
I'll stand by. You're pretty solid into the machine, but you do got a little white noise on you. KF4NXY standing by.
CPA Mobile.
KO4WWZ, back in listening.
How you doing, Chandler?
I'm doing all right. Hey, give me just a second. Hey, Dave, how does it sound now?
Still got just a hair of the white noise, but like I say, it still sounds real good. Go ahead and pick it up with the. Oh man, my mind is slides away. Go ahead and pick it up with that other fellow right quick, and I'll be listening. KFORNXY.
What are you doing? Oh my God. Your name is Dave, and NXY is Dave. Oh man, I'm sorry, y'all.
What you sorry about?
Told you your own name again.
And call worse. Don't call me late for supper.
Oh, okay. I'll make sure not to do that. Come on in, Keith. The water's fine. KO4WWZ.
Gonna, you know, not to up your anxiety or anything, but if you get a chance, look me up on QRZ. You'll see there's three of us.
Lord.
Sure, I go by my middle name, so, officially licensed and all, it's also David. Anyway, I just want to throw that out there. Y'all go ahead.
Keith, I'm just going to stick with Keith. Dave, you're Dave. David, if you stay, David.
We had four ambulances and a fire truck at the sports club tonight. Somebody passed away.
That's not good. What happened?
Details. I don't know who it was or nothing about it. No, they... We watched them carry him out in a black bag.
Oh, man, I hate that.
A couple of guys, we got together and had a prayer for the family because just, you know, hopefully be able to offer them some comfort and... But anyway, it just, you know, makes you appreciate today because nobody's promised tomorrow.
That is true. And if your church going like I am, I don't really claim to be perfect. And I will tell you, I say things and do things at work that will make me unperfect in the eyes of the Almighty. But the main thing I try to focus on is to treat others how I want to be treated. And if I go, I know that I went doing what was the right thing to do. You just treat people with dignity and respect and value. It got quiet right there.
There's a little traffic back there. Today.
I worked a landing shift on Highway 81.
Did you say you were working on Highway 81?
I did.
Like you had a fun day. All I can say is better you than me.
We put some arrows moored up and some barricades. And we took cones around the tower guy, and we just stood there. We didn't have to do anything else except help people in and out of the parking lot.
A lot of the guys in Road and Bridges, they lost their jobs.
Why is that?
A shovel that can stand up by itself.
Dave, come on now. They're going to replace autonomous driving trucks, and now you're going to tell me they have a self-digging shovel? The common man ain't even going to have a job no more. The technology's going to take over completely.
But anyway,
Well, I mean, you know, some things can be done. You know, doctors are using robots because they can do things that they have more dexterity than our hands, better dexterity, I guess I should say, and they can do things that our hands can't do, so that's why they can perform more intricate surgeries than they used to could, and you know, it just makes the surgery go better, and people have a faster recovery and all that, so, you know, technology is not always a bad thing.
And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to sound like I was going off on you, but some of that stuff where the autonomous driving trucks, you know, I don't really like that. I mean, I know there's somebody always in a self-driving truck in case something happens, but still, I don't like the idea of a self-driving semi-truck, if you know what I mean.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway, so I'm going to say adios, and you have yourself a good evening.
Days, and stay safe. Hope to talk to you again tomorrow. Just hit me up on the repeaters dump this time tomorrow. I'll probably be here, hopefully.
Don't know. I'll probably be here or not. I got a tennis game in the morning, but I don't have one tomorrow night. I missed the email for the one for Wednesday night. I don't know what happened. It went to my spam for some reason, and so I missed the whole shebang. But anyway, at least I'm playing in the morning, so that'll be better than nothing. I'll talk to you later. KB4CPA clear.
73
days. KB4CA5, KF1A Next Fly.
Y'all still in there?
I'm still hanging around, but I'm kind of tied up on the computer right now. I'll be back in a few minutes. KF4NXY.
WWZ, KN4CHY. I'm still kind of around, kind of like David over there, a little tied up in the computer, but I'm just like reading along. Over.
TSL, I understand. I'll just go ahead and tell you what I wanted to tell you. I started taking my practice test for my general exam today.
That's good. How'd you do? Hang on, let me turn this. Got the DMR radio in the background. It's been quiet until I keyed up. So how'd you do on your first practice run?
I got to about question number 21. And I wasn't doing really good anyway. I still got a lot of practice to do. But anyway, I got to question 21, and then they called us out to handle some traffic situations, and I never got back to it. But I'm probably going to get back to it here in a little bit.
That's basically what I did for my tech in general. Yeah, I'd read through a few of the questions here at night when I got home from work, and had a little while before the test, so kind of got familiar with it and went and tried it and passed the tech the first time, and come within, I don't know, like 3 questions of passing the general, so that was kind of motivation enough to look at it again and try it again. So a couple of months later, I was sick on the next test session. So the one after that, I finally went back down and took the general over.
Roger that.
The message is just keep after it. But yeah, that's, you know, I didn't sit down and cram all at once. I just digested a little bit at a time, and it served me pretty well. Over.
Roger that. I'll that's what I'm going to do as well. And as far as I know, I don't have to pay to upgrade my license now, am I right?
I think so. I remember something about that going on, but I have not taken a test since it's all settled, but I believe that was the case.
Roger that. Well, I'll definitely ask around on the net tonight. Man, I cannot wait to check in with Chad. I'm so excited.
Excited about checking in with him tonight.
He's not just my owner, he's my friend, and I'm always happy because Chad, he's always just a nice guy, and he's a nice person on and off the air, and I really appreciate all that he's done to help me out and ham radio and stuff. So that's pretty much why I'm excited to check in with him. Plus, I can't wait to tell him I got my base station back up and running.
That's definitely worthy news, and yeah, you were right on all the stuff previous to that too. I've had a little bit of interaction with him, off the radio, not an eyeball QSO or anything, but and yeah, you're not the only one he helps out. He's helped out a lot of people, so you got to admire that. That's for sure.
Good. Work today, Keith.
Wasn't too bad. It was about steady all day, and we're kind of getting geared up to be in overdrive here before long with all this new equipment coming in and getting everything put into place. And my part is the data part, getting it all into our system and hopefully making it work right. Over. What's your arrangement on your, I think you said it was a mag mount you were using on the mobile there?
I'm using a mag mount. I'm just going to go ahead and say I got my station hooked up to a day style. I live in a trailer, and right outside my window, which is a day window, the end of the trailer, the metal part, where it would normally go into the back of an 18-wheeler, just right outside, just below my window. And just a few minutes ago, when I went outside, I went to move my antenna from on top of the carport onto that because it's metal, so the mag mount antenna will work on that. And that way, I won't have to run the coax across the yard, maybe, my mom and stepdad won't be so against that. He didn't tell me I couldn't use it. He just told me when I wasn't using my radios to take them off the carport. So maybe with it where it's at right now, it won't be so bothersome, but I'll have to see. I'll have to take my TV and turn it down off the carport too. I don't know if I want to put it on the same
thing with the 2-meter
antenna or not. Maybe I can if I'm not using both radios at the same time.
Gotcha, K4CHY. I'd be looking at getting a little more metal up under it, but that may have been what you were doing with the carport, but that's certainly better than nothing. I ran one on the I've got the water heater right here in the laundry room, so I ran one on top of that metal water heater for a long time, and even though it's inside, I could get out pretty good. And I eventually relocated it to the tin roof, and that did pretty good. I mean, especially for just a little short mag mount, I was amazed at how well I could hit the local repeaters over here in Oconee over.
Hey, where about do you live in Seneca? Well, maybe I shouldn't ask that. Sorry.
Where town will live?
Not particularly. I'm familiar with Wells Highway, though. I used to go to Oak Rehab out there.
Ever come down past Oak Rehab and you know where the Bounty Land and the four-way stop is there. If you hang a light left there at that stop sign, I live out that way. Where I was asking you where if you know where Townville is, because we're about halfway between Seneca and Townville.
Over.
That.
Some people tell me Seneca used to be called Utica. I'm kind of confused because my phone sometimes when I'm in Seneca, it'll say Utica, but I'm in Seneca.
Just the kind of communities around. Utica is over there where that big church is on Wells Highway. And, like, they literally call this Friendship. It's the Friendship community. But, yeah, we're all served by the Seneca Post Office, but we're our own little communities over.
Yeah. Just like Bakersfield, little community, and Easley's a community, and Pickens is a community. Stuff like that.
These just aren't, like, incorporated, you know, they don't have trash pickup and things of that nature, so, and, you know, no, like I said, no post office or anything like that, it's just kind of more or less the community names, you know, this is Friendship Road, so this area is the Friendship area. I don't know if chicken or the egg, I don't know which one comes first, but, And I think the same way over there with Utica. I don't know if it was Utica was there first or Utica Baptist Church. I'm thinking it was Utica first was the neighborhood and then the Baptist Church come up there.
KF4NXY.
David, if you're out there freed up yet, drop on in.
I'm kind of texting on the computer, but I'm listening. I'll be back in just a little bit. KF4NXY.
Yeah, we'll try to leave you a break from time to time, let you jump back in. Yeah, and I was going to tell you, Chandler, there's another one that I'm real familiar with. It's Oakway. It's kind of the same way. It's more a community, but not, don't think they have a post office. And then there's another one down 11 from where I work at that's the same way, and I can't remember the name of it, but it's seems like it's a pretty familiar name, like another city or something, but it's just a community area. And I don't know if those are, like, from when they, I'm guessing it's from, like, when they originally settled, and the name has just kind of lingered all this time, but it's not recognized as a municipality or anything over.
Well, I understand. Hey, look, it don't really matter. Like, I'm as long as you can tell people where you live, that's what counts.
No, you know, there's no traffic out here. I'd usually step out the driveway and flag them down if needed to.
You should come work for our company. You might need a good traffic controller.
Hey, I got a little mercy on you because I can't deal with the heat. I know it's been rough out there on you, but, I'm thankful you can handle it because I sure can't. Over.
Yep. I'm just thankful I've made it this far. I hope I make it for another year or two. Hopefully I can get into my own company truck and then maybe a year or two after that I can move to a job where I'll be technically, I guess they call it a safety. I'm not really sure what it's called. But for some company, you got to go to a job center to fly and do all this and that. And you take 3 OSHA classes starting with OSHA 10, and you can be somebody that's making sure everyone has the PPT on and then make sure that there's no fire breaking out and stuff like that. And I was told you could make about $37 an hour doing that.
Nice. We've got a person, they call her DSH manager, employee safety and health manager, and she does a lot of stuff like that too, in the plant. So, and I imagine she's not making bad money, so there you go. I was on my way to work yesterday morning and turned the corner up here and was looking to see if you were around, because there was a crew out there headed down to one lane, and some contractor for Blue Ridge is putting in, man, they put in huge poles out here, metal, like the old telephone poles, but they're metal and they're about twice as high. So this company was stringing them with electrical cable, I guess, and there was a flag crew out here yesterday morning. Yeah.
Something it was.
Remember what the what the lineman company was, but it was definitely contracted, because it wasn't like Blue Ridge or. Sumter Utilities is the other one that does a lot of work around here, which they're contracted to. But yeah, this was some other company. I'm guessing they're from, like out of state or something, and doing the big stuff, because these are huge poles, and they're stringing a lot of line on them. So, and I was wondering, do y'all just contract the safety work, or are you attached to like a construction crew or what?
I don't really know what it is, what it's called that we do, but I've been on different crews every other week or something like that, and I know for the most part we work with Duke Energy, Pike, Sumter. I have done 2 weeks with Miller Pipeline. I'm trying to think. Yeah, the only companies I've worked with so far is Sumter, Pike, Duke, and Miller. But, it hasn't been that bad. Duke Energy, they'll treat you real good. They will treat you really good.
Good to hear. So it sounds like your company, contracts to these utilities just to handle the road stuff and let them focus on their business. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah, I kind of thought that was the case. I just wanted to make sure I had it right. But yeah, like I said, I turned that corner, and you barely get straightened out before they had the signs for a flagman ahead. And I kind of wondered if I'd see you or not.
Well, if you ever see me, I don't think I've gotten to meet you in person yet. I really hope I get to meet every single one of you guys that I talk to on the radio real soon. I paid my money, so as far as I know, I should be getting a card, and I will officially be a member of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society.
Good to know. I got my membership just here a month or so ago, I guess. Probably at the most 2 months. I figured as much as I use this repeater, I certainly ought to pitch in some dues. a lot of good folks hang out here, so sit here any given day and hear a half a dozen different people, and you just don't get that on a lot of repeaters, or
no, you sure don't. Hey, let's leave a spot for David to see if he's got something to say.
Still hanging around, fellas, and I'm just enjoying listening to y'all. Really don't have a whole lot to add to the conversation at this point, but I'm a listening, KF4NXY.
I'm going to have to get going here before too long. Have the net in a little while, but got a couple of things I want to get together for thoughts and work, and or for work thoughts, and go from there. But yeah, Chandler, probably about the best chance we'd have at meeting is you know, like you were referring to, is like a club meeting, or and I don't know how many of those I'll get to since I'm way over here, but club meeting or ham fest. I really wanted to go to Waynesville, but I had just got back from Cincinnati the weekend before and kind of burnt out on traveling for a little while over.
Yeah, I know what you mean. What was I
going to
say? I forgot what I was
going to
say.
While you're thinking about it, I was just going to let you know on the trip to Cincinnati, went by Waynesville, and then on the trip back, I went by Waynesville again and just thought about how much further it was still from home before I ended that long drive from Cincinnati. So, yeah, I was just not mentally prepared to do it again, you know, like 5 days later.
Roger that. And now I remember, you don't have to go to the meetings in person. We can, I think they're doing it just via Zoom. So if you get the club email, I think you'll get the Zoom link too.
I did attend one of those, and I was thinking they had gone back to, well, they didn't have what the last one that was on the holiday weekend. But I was thinking they went back to in person. So, but yeah, if it's a Zoom or a WebEx or GoToMeeting or whatever it was that time, I would definitely be able to do that again. Over.
Yeah, I think that they should do that with the in person meeting. That way, those who don't want to make the drive to the Red Cross building don't have to. They can just come do it from their house. Not because of being afraid of COVID, to say, just maybe because they want to save on gas and they want to sit at home where they can be comfortable.
Second station, come back. I didn't catch that. 4CHY. Yeah, that'd be nice, but it's, a little different if everybody's at home and can sit in front of their laptop or computer or whatever and dial in, but doing it, you know, in a in-person meeting, you'd have to have the whole infrastructure, the camera and all that to be able to do it. So it'd be nice, but I don't know how practical it'd be for them. Over.
Yeah, I understand. You know, I guess I'm kind of confused. Does Oconee County have an Aries group?
I believe so, but I don't know right offhand.
Roger that. I would have checked into the Cooking Aries net tonight, but my radio has been through a factory reset, and I can pull up the PL, the tone frequency, which is 141.3 for WH4TG, but I don't know how to make it work so I can actually transmit and be heard. And then I need to do the same thing for the Skyhorn frequency as well. And then the same thing for the N4AW repeater in Anderson. I don't know how to make it fit, so there you go.
Is it just a matter of it not sending out the tone? Is that the deal?
maybe. I mean, I can go in the menu, pull up the frequency, turn the knob to 91.5 or whatever, and I can leave it there, but I don't know what button to press, and I can't I can press the button, but I'm not sure if it's setting the tone to send out to the repeater for me to be able to transmit.
Yeah, I wonder if it's setting the tone, and if there's like this Kenwood, is you have to set the tone, but then you've got to, there's an actual, you know, one of the soft buttons on the front where it's labeled on the screen, is labeled as tone, and then you have to select between CT, CSS, and DCS, and, you know, cycle through them. And I think there's a couple of different options on each. So, yeah, I don't know what radio you're on, if it's got something additional you have to do like that, too. Over.
Yeah, like, it says Yazoo FT1802M.
Actually, it's just the FT1802. And 1802. Look that up. See what I can find. Do you have a manual for it?
I downloaded it on my phone, but my storage is almost completely full, so it may not still be there.
Why, yep, I feel that pain too. I think we all do. Yeah, I'll look into it. Well, see if I can find something. Anyway, I got to get going here for a little while. Get back in time for the net. And if I come up with anything, I'll give you a holler.
That, and I'll be sure to mark myself down for comments with Chad. Maybe he'll help me out, too.
He's a Yaesu guy. Maybe, I don't know what he knows about that radio, but it certainly don't hurt to ask, anyway. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. A good talking to you. Enjoyed it, and we'll surely do it again sometime. KO4WWZ, KN4CHY. I'll be clear and listening for a little while.
Same traffic here, sir, 73, KO4WWZ.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Any station. Man, can I have a radio check, please?
UEW2MJB, you're coming through clear and full quieting.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. And sorry I have not got back with you with your text message, but while you're here, go straight up Highway 11 till you get to Cooley Farms, or you can come down this way on Highway 14. They've got, we got a little farm mile, 2 or 3 miles up the road here. Does a, you know, really good job. You can actually go to the shed and get them, or they'll let you go to the field and pick your own. Either one you want to do. But right now, this time of year, in my opinion, Red Globe is what you're looking for. That is one of the best peaches you can ever eat, or make pies or jelly out of. So, Red Globe or Blake's, either one. But hope I got answered your question, Mark.
W2MJB, you said Highway 11 and about where?
Highway 11, going toward Gaffney. There's a big farm there called Cooley. I think it's Cooley's or Cooley Farm or whatever. You can go there, or you can come back up to, where I live. And I'll take you to a little field here, you know, 2 or 3 miles from here where you can, you know, either pick your own or go to the shed and pick out what you want, either one.
Good. I'll have to take you up on that. I'm off tomorrow and Thursday, so maybe I'll come up your way or Saturday. Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Chad, for the information.
Well, tell Miss Wendy for me that I am really sorry that she does not like peaches. And the only thing I can tell her is she must be used to eating some of those Colorado peaches. So she gets a peach, you know, from local here. She won't know what to think. So you just come on up here and get her a bag and take it back home, and we can change her mind about not liking peaches.
I think with your homemade ice cream recipe and a little bit of peaches, she may become a convert.
It's if you try the Red Globes or the Blakes, and it won't take much to turn your head. You know, those are really sweet peaches and got really high sugar content. And if she'll, you know, pick her own, if the texture is the issue, then, you know, get them a little green, and so they're not, you know, so soft. Or if having them too hard is the issue, then she can get the really ripe ones, which are, you know, pretty soft, and that's, you know, that'll help with that whole texture issue.
That's good, Chad. Thanks a lot. I'll let you go so that you can get ready for the net. Appreciate the feedback.
KO4NUE. Thank you, Mark, and have a good week. I'll be standing by for the net.
QMJB, standing by for the net as well.
CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The center is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic for the net tonight. Please call KO4NUE. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight. Please call KO4NUE. We'll now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGJU portion. With the pre-check-ins tonight, starting with, and I'm going to break this into two parts, KA3JCA, Richard in Simpsonville, KA4JCA, Sally in Simpsonville, KA4ACNville, K3DOV, Upstate Amateur ARC in Simpsonville, KM4JWP, Brian in Rutherfordton, W4FCM, Fred in Traveler's Rest, N4IEI, Miss Isla, also in Traveler's Rest, K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity, KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock, K4ROW, Richard in Greenville, KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack in Greenville, and W4MKH, Marshall in Fruit Cove, Florida. Thank you. Simpsonville, N4 ASW, Tony in Asheville, KG4 WNP, Landon in Dacusville, KN4 RJN, John in Brown Summit, KI4 MRA, Fred in StarTex, K4 OSH, Pat in Malden, KO4 ZYX, Daniel in Woodruff, KA5 WLL, Leroy in Taylors, and KB2 BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley. All right, so that was a good group, 21 total on the pre-check. That's pretty good. So with that, we'll move on to EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE. Of EchoLink stations, if you do not have the capability to talk through voice on EchoLink, you can also send me a text and I can check you in through text via EchoLink. So with that, we'll move on to the RF portion of the check-in tonight. Tonight being Tuesday night, we'll start with India through Lima. Any station that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
3NUE. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, send 73s for each one of you.
Fitness Center are doing well. Please check in with G4, India, Oscar, Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, Mr. Santa. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
Alpha, Foxtrot 4, Lima, Victor, Mark in Belton, South Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative. Good evening.
NUE. Hello to Anna if she's about. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. Matter of fact, her check-in is telephone relay. And I'll be around for a comment. And I do hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
Kiwi. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4 JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. Just want me in and out.
4 NUE. Please check in Kilo 4 Lima Whiskey Echo, K4 LWE. Larry Lou Traffic, no rate.
A good group. Let's go ahead and recognize what we've got so far. KK4 JFO, Mr. James, in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and W4 IOE, Mr. Sid, in Fletcher, North Carolina, AF4 LV, Mark, in Belton, KK4 JBQ, Mr. Larry, in Greer. Larry, I have you down for some comments tonight, sir. And by telephone relay, KC4 MFK, that's Miss Donna. Also, KO4 JKV, Mr. Duncan up in Asheville, and K4 LWE, Mr. Larry in Piedmont. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. With that, we'll move back up to EchoLink and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4 NUE.
4 NUE. KW.
Station, KA3WPP, Mr. Howard. You're breaking up quite a bit, but is there any possible way we can try to get your location tonight, sir?
From Piedmont, South Carolina. Good evening, sir.
At that time, KA3WPP, Mr. Howard in Piedmont. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight. Okay, we'll give EchoLink stations one more opportunity for now. EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. This is Anna, and I'm in Columbia tonight. Thank you.